KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We have two breaking news stories that you need to know about this hour. Let's first bring you up to speed with what's happening on the N2. There's been a cash-in-transit robbery near the NPC cement factory, which has resulted in a total road closure in that vicinity. Our details are still coming through on what exactly happened, but there are reports that heavy gunfire and an explosion were heard earlier. ALS paramedic spokesperson Garrett Jameson says it's an active crime scene.
On the N2, between the M7 and the M1 Higginson Highway, multiple casualties are being attended to on scene. Both security official as well as bystanders have been caught in this crossfire. The entire freeway has been closed, so I'd advise all motorists to avoid this area at all costs.
And there's been a mass shooting on the North Coast. Four people, including two off-duty police officers, have been killed in Nsundombili. The details surrounding the gun attack aren't known, but we understand it took place in a tavern last night. Samantha Merrick is with IPSS Medical Rescue.
Three victims were found deceased on scene, with a further five being rushed to a nearby clinic, where, sadly, a fourth victim passed away. The remaining four victims, sustaining injuries ranging from moderate to critical, were stabilised on scene. They were then transported to a nearby facility.
Now, the political controversy ignited by Donald Trump's land comments is still a talking point. Parliament says it's evident the US leader's assumptions stem from a misunderstanding of South Africa's land policy. The Republican president has threatened to cut funding over alleged rights violations and land confiscations. President Cyril Ramaphosa's hit back at Trump's claims, saying he's willing to sit down with his US counterpart to explain the country's land reform policy. Political analyst Sakile Ndlovu suggested there may be other factors involved.
The expropriation bill is an issue, obviously, that Trump has mentioned. But there's another issue that he has not mentioned, which I'm quite certain that's something that they have discussed since he came into office. And that is South Africa's decision to take the State of Israel to the International Court of Justice.
Overseas last-minute deals have helped Canada and Mexico step away from the brink of economic warfare with a 30-day pause on planned trade tariffs for goods entering the U.S. But President Trump's proposed tax of 10% on products from China is still due to take effect later. He's also hinted he wants to put similar levies on items from the EU. Sky correspondent Dana Magne is in Canada. She says the move would have brought the country into recession.
What a way to deal with your closest allies on your north and southern borders by pushing them to the brink of economic warfare and then just at the last moment to step back and go, OK, no, we've got a deal.
32 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 35, Richards Bay 37. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Man City, the big spenders on transfer deadline day. Chelsea back to winning ways in the Premier League, and the South African men's indoor hockey side off to winning starts at the Indoor World Cup.